views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. Yes, this is Elizabeth Cookson, and you're listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. I am so excited. 2013, this month, my intention is to bring each of you a guest that is going to help you kickstart the year. We are going to make a huge shift. We are going to make changes, and we are going to make things happen. So I am so excited that you're listening today, and if you have anyone that has not had the opportunity to listen, make sure that you send them on to Transformation Talk Radio to listen to the recording of this show, because this is definitely going to create some shifts and some amazing changes. So I definitely want you to stay with us for the full hour. I did my reading, my little meditation this morning, and here's what the angel said. This was not a surprise, but it just ties in with the show beautifully today. And it's about being gifted and providing gifts to others. And it sounds like a lot of us are going through changes and trying to figure out, gosh, do we hold on to this? Do we let go of that? And it's really about creating that vision. What is it that we want in our lives? What do we want in 2013? What do we want today? And create it. And some of us are very visual, and one of the things that I do every single year for the beginning of the year is I create a vision board. And that is so that I can create that visual picture that is exactly what I'm looking for in that year. Now, as the year goes on, I might create a couple more vision boards to create some more things in my life, but it's so interesting that this shows up today because our special guest today is Meg Blackburn, and she's going to be talking to us a little bit about her new book, The Art of Living Out Loud. And before we bring her on, I wanted to share something really interesting. She has another book, Touching the Light, Day by Day, and I decided that I was going to read today, number 16, and listen how closely it is connected. This is just so divine. Our dreams remain dreams until we choose to live them. I am willing to step beyond the boundaries I have created to live whatever I can imagine. So look at how nicely that ties in with the messages that I got this morning in meditation. So let me introduce to you, we have Dr. Meg, and her audiences know her worldwide as Dr. Meg, and Meg Blackburn Losey. She is a PhD author of the soon-to-be-released The Secret History of Consciousness. She's got The Parenting of Children of Now, the international bestseller, The Children of Now, Conversations with Children of Now, Pyramids of Light, Awakening to Multidimensional Realities, and Online Messages, which are distributed globally. And she is also a speaker and a consultant for Good Morning America and 2020. And her expertise in relationship issues, children, and so forth is in high demand. And as we start to share her, you will see why I love her so much. Welcome, Meg.
Thanks for having me on, Elizabeth. I've been looking forward to today.
Oh, and so have I. I have to tell you, it's so funny. I just was at the salon, and I had a pedicure, and had your book, The Art of Living Out Loud, with me, and overheard a conversation there in the salon, and decided to share your book, and they were like, wow, that sounds perfect for me. And so I just wanted to share with you that you've got some more people that are going to be connecting with you and picking up your books. And I have to say, this is the perfect book, truly, you know, to kick off the year, because one of the things is we're all experiencing this shift, this change, and we're feeling lightness and feeling like, wow, there is so much, you know, an opportunity for us. So I want to just kickstart it with, how did you start with the creation of the book, The Art of Living Out Loud? What got you to write that book?
Well, you know, literally, I travel all over the world pretty regularly. I take groups to sacred sites, and I work with the local people in the different countries. So I've really had a good sampling of cultures and outlooks and concerns and that kind of thing over the years. And what I noticed over time is that there are certain questions that no matter what the background, what the culture, that people ask about life in general, you know. And so I sat down one day and I kind of assimilated what I've heard over the years. And ultimately, it became The Art of Living Out Loud. And, you know, we all, as human beings, have these questions. And they're not hard. They're just ones that we didn't ever get answers to. We never had a handbook or a set of instructions. So I kind of went through and put not only what I've learned in, you know, over time, but also what I've heard that other people, you know, use as tools for themselves. Most of it's my own learning, but you know, some of the examples of people are actually people that I know have known over time, and we're such interesting beings, us humans. And it was really fun to put that book together. You know, it's sassy, it's kind of smart aleck, but at the same time, it really drives these tools home. And I decided to put exercises in the book to make it these things really apply to real life, because you know, so many self-help books don't do that. They give you a lot of information, but they don't really tell you where it goes, how it fits. And my thing is really about empowering people, not making them dependent on me, you know. So that was the main reason why I did that in the book, because it just seems to be, you know, if we know how to apply these things, then we're 90% ahead of where we were, you know what I mean? So
absolutely. Really, it is. And you know what? Here's just one. I'm just going to throw myself out there as a vulnerable example. One of the things that I noticed in the book that just recently happened with me was what happened in our past, in our childhood, that we're still carrying. And one of the things that I had this aha moment last week was with money. And when I sat and I thought, what is it that I connect sometimes that lack, you know, of money? It's like I can manifest so many things, but that particular piece, you know, why don't I allow that to flow like I allow other things to flow in my life? And when I looked back, I'm like, ah, look at the examples I had in my life. Look at, you know, how I grew up as a child and some of the things that I realized. And when I made and connected the dots, I'm like, okay, we're clearing this energy right now. But it was that aha moment that, hey, you know what? This is not Elizabeth. And I know there's listeners right now going, yes, yes, I know what you're talking about. There's things that I just can't seem to create in my life. And in your book, you really are, it is such a smooth and easy read, and you're right. There's a lot of funny points, and I know when we come back from the commercial, I want to bring up the wedding. I couldn't stop laughing about your story about the wedding, because I'm like, oh, I can totally, you know, see how that could, you know, being silent, being quiet, and having that explosive moment in church. I love it, love it, love it. Yeah. And, you know, there was a lot of things that, you know, how you opened the book too with church in, you know, talking about being raised, and I was Catholic, correct?
Yeah, I'm recovered now.
yeah, I am too. And that is one of the things that I also laughed. It's not funny for some, but I could actually laugh with you because I understood. Yeah. I was so pressured to go to confession, to confess my sins, that I actually got physically sick or I hid so that I wouldn't have to go to that box.
And I mean, how many sins does a little kid commit? I mean, let's be honest here. You know, so then you go and you have to make up stuff just so you can say you went. And so then you're sitting there, you know, and in my case, I had to kneel on these stones in front of this statue of Mary, you know, and pray my heart out for things I didn't do. And it just, it just didn't seem right.
Well, and, you know, my stomach just cringed because it took me back to grade school. It took me back to several of those moments, and it was perfect for me because I was like, okay, I forgive this nun, and I forgive this particular sister, and this father who, you know. So I went through, and I was like, okay, it is so interesting as I read different stories, even though they're so similar in helping us move forward in our journey, it really goes back to that part of our journey that we forgot. And maybe we haven't forgiven that particular individual or ourselves for something that we're still holding. And I just felt this, actually, you know, sense of relief of like, wow, I've been carrying that for a very long time. And it felt really good to let it go and to also acknowledge that in the humor of your writing, there was something that I really grabbed onto and said, okay, it's time to let go of this. And maybe I just haven't gone deep enough and realized some of these other little nuggets. And I literally, this is awesome for New Year's because I didn't actually have to, I do have a treadmill, but I didn't have to buy one. I bought your book and lost pounds because I just lost all the baggage. I'm holding on to that other stuff.
Yeah,
and,
you know, when it really comes down to it, Elizabeth, it's not about the details, but the fears that we develop because of what we went through, you know, and we can cover a lot of territory just identifying the fears. You know, the reason I told the story about confession is I was talking about how we're told to be dishonest from the time we're children, you know, and how that carries over to us being dishonest with ourselves, and then we don't know who we are anymore. So it comes down, you know, we develop these fears because we've not been allowed to be who we are. We've not been ourselves. We don't even know what that looks like anymore. And so a lot of the point of that was to identify some of the reasons why that happens and how
absolutely.
How the fears develop.
Hey, and Meg, we're going to have to take a commercial break. I hate to cut you off, but everybody, don't be afraid. Stay with us, and we will be right back after these messages.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
This is Elizabeth Cookson, and you are listening to From the Heart Radio, and I have the amazing Meg Blackburn-Losey with me, and she is sharing The Art of Living Out Loud, and the stories in here are just so funny. So, Meg, I want you to just take a moment, share how people can connect with you, how they can pick up your book, your website, and just share a little bit of how we can connect.
Absolutely. My regular website is huge, and there's a lot of really free stuff that's really helpful on there. And it's spiritlight.com. That's SpiritLite.com. And then I have another website. I'm actually teaching certification courses in the Touching the Light healing modality that I developed, and it has its own website, and that's touchingthelight.org. And it's all based on my book from last year, which is called Touching the Light. And it's a full-year certification course where you'll actually, once you've certified, can actually go out and charge to do it and have access to all of the information that's constantly developing and the logos and everything else I have. So it's really fun. And my books are everywhere. They're in all your favorite bookstores. And if they don't have it on the shelf, just tell them you want it and they can order it. Of course, they're on all the online stores as well.
Awesome. Very good. And just a reminder, I am at Elizabeth Cookson, CUCKSON.com. So come out and join me and friend me on Facebook. And I'm also out on LinkedIn and working on your 2013 angel messages for the year. So that will be out there shortly. And you can pick those up for free. So I'm very excited to share those. Let's go ahead. And Meg, I really wanted to talk about, there's a chapter where you talk about, you know, how we lose touch with ourselves and how we get off track, and you share this hysterical, I mean, I was just in stitches, about a story about a wedding. And so I'd love for you to share that and also sharing our inner child and how that comes into play.
Yeah, you know, we tend to close our inner child off. We think that once we turn a magical age that we all of a sudden have to be a responsible adult and we're not allowed to show that child side anymore. And we tend to get really bottled up, and sometime at some point that's got to come out anyway. And it happened to me at my brother's wedding. It was terrible at the time, but I laugh so hard now. He was marrying this woman who was absolutely... she was not nice to people. I'll just put it that way. And she was...
I think
she was
Bridezilla in the book.
Yeah, she was the absolute Bridezilla, you can imagine. I mean, she had nothing nice to say to anybody, and she had had her hair done. And they put some kind of stuff to make her hair shiny, only when she went to put her veil on, the veil kept sliding right through her hair because her hair was so soft. And she was losing it. I mean, she was just fussing at everybody. It was just awful. And it was like nobody wanted to even be near her. And my son was 4 years old, and he was their ring bearer. And he looked so cute in his little tux, and he was up there being such a good boy, and I was in, like, the second or third pew in the, you know, on the family side. And he looked up at her, and he wanted to ask her a question in the middle of the ceremony. And I'm sitting there being, you know, so proud of my son being such a good kid up there. And he started to tug on her veil. And I just knew, if that sucker slid off of her head, she was going to tell off the whole church. And I started to laugh. I got so nervous. I started to laugh. And I got absolutely so hysterical. I had to lay down and hide because everybody around me started laughing. And, of course, nobody up on in the front would know what was going on, you know. And I was laughing so hard. I was crying. And he kept tugging. And thank God. Thank God the thing didn't fall off, but it was, you know, it was, I got really inappropriately hysterical about the whole thing. And when I looked back on it, what I realized was that it was a release. I had held so much in for so long, and all of a sudden something was able to trigger that. And when I let go, everything came out, you know, I just laughed. And it was a really valuable lesson because, you know, at the time it was horrifying because I knew what would happen if he pulled her veil off. And there's this little kid, he would have been murdered right there in front of everybody, you know.
Oh my God,
it was just such a mixed bunch of feelings. And then all I could do was laugh, you know, here it comes. But to be able to release like that is such a gift, you know. And it really taught me to not hold back on stuff and just to be able to emote in the moment, you know, and it's okay to show how you feel. It's okay to be expressive. And I actually became a pretty expressive person as a result of that. But you know, sometimes it just takes something that is totally inappropriate in the moment to show us how bottled up we are. And gosh, we hide so much from the world and ourselves. And it's a really good thing to let that little kid out. Let that little kid out and play. You know, most of the problems that we have as adults are entirely based on that inner child not having what it needed or not knowing what to do, you know. And so when we can be in touch with that part of ourselves and laugh and even play sometimes, it's a really healthy thing. And that laughter is literally, it's physically healthy. When we laugh, we release chemicals that do all kinds of wonderful things for us, not just in the moment, but they actually keep us healthy. You know, we have chemicals that are released, and then our body responds to that, and it begins to show our true self, you know, and it's just amazing how healthy we are when we're in touch with ourselves.
Absolutely. And do you have any recommendations? So we have people listening who are going, okay, I'm very serious. You know, I keep a lot of things inside. My parents always told me, you know, not to laugh or be serious, you know, and everything was so serious. Do you have anything to suggest just to kind of kickstart the year that they can start making a shift so they can release that inner child?
Yeah, you know, what we do, Elizabeth, is we learn how to defend ourselves. We learn so well that we don't even realize what we're defending anymore. So the key to the whole freedom thing, the inner freedom thing, is learning how to stop defending ourselves. Because the more undefended we get, the more emotionally and internally free we become. So it comes down, again, to what are the fears? Why am I afraid to let myself be who I am? Why am I afraid to show how I feel right this minute? Why can't I cry? Why can't I laugh? Why won't I? You know, and so it comes down, there's a really good exercise in the book that I actually did for myself in my own process that's phenomenal. It's hard to do in the moment, but it's so freeing, and it's, all it does is ask you to look at past situations in your life and not from a who did what to you point of view, but from a personal point of view. What was my part in that? Why did I fight so hard for instance, to stay in that relationship. Why did I do that when it was so painful? You know, and look at what was the real fear there? You know, my issues, and I don't mind saying so, were all about abandonment and rejection and judgment. I was just terrified that people wouldn't love me or want me around, you know, and we're talking some years ago. But and I was always afraid that people would judge me, and that was very hard for me. And so when I started to realize that, several things happened. First of all, it was a huge aha moment for me. Wow, now I know why I'm trying to please everybody else, you know, because this is what's driving it in the background. And second of all, I had an awareness that I didn't have before. So I could go out, what I call, from my vulnerability to the world, and be okay about those issues, because now I know what they are. And as a result, no one else can hurt me there anymore. If someone has an opinion about me, so what? I own what's mine. If I have a responsibility in a relationship or a job or something, if I've done something that I need to fix, okay, fine. But if it's really not mine, then I no longer have to own it. I no longer have to even try to own it because I get it. You know, so it takes a lot less energy every day when we're not defending ourselves. And it's like, oh, well, so what? You know, especially when you're a public figure, you know, people have a lot of opinions about you. And, you know, there could be 25 good reviews on a book, and if there's one that's not, that one's the one that's going to hurt a little, you know. So, you know, learning to be able to come forward from your vulnerability alleviates a lot of that. And so it's easier to relax in every situation. And when we do, then we can really show our true selves and be okay with it. The tension's
absolutely
gone.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I know we need to take a commercial break, but I'm going to say something here just for about 10 seconds. One of the things that you mentioned in the book that I think is an excellent exercise is going to the mall and see how you look at other people or overhear conversations of, you know, how people are speaking about one another or to one another, and then just think about how that reflects upon them and those around them. And so with that, I'm going to leave you for a moment. We are going to be right back after this commercial break.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Woo! I'm just sitting here dancing in my chair. Welcome back, everybody. This is Elizabeth Cookson with From the Heart Radio, and I have the amazing Meg Blackburn. And we are talking about her new book, The Art of Living Out Loud. And one of the things that I really want to share with each of you as we are making a huge kickoff into 2013, we are celebrating and we are creating the life that we desire, that one of the things that she shares in her book that really made me step back and say, how often do I do this? And it was in really sharing things that maybe don't need to be lived out loud. So, for example, if you're in a relationship with someone and you're asking for an opinion, you know, that third person's opinion doesn't really matter. So, Meg, I would love for you to share with us that particular segment of your book, because I think there are so many, I actually know, there are so many people right now that are going through that experience of involving other people, or maybe they have another relationship, you know, they can't leave a relationship, they're afraid. You know, what can you share with us about that?
Well, you know, thanks for asking that, because it's such a common thing in our society. And, you know, anywhere you go, you look around and people are talking about their relationships. I mean men and women. It's not just a catty thing girls do. And what I want to say is the relationships that we're having, and I'm talking about relationships of the heart and family, you know, because relationships are sacred in so many ways, and they're important to us. But what we tend to do is bring another person in and ask their opinion. Oh, so-and-so's doing this. What should I do? Should I leave them? Should I stay? What, you know? And more relationships are poisoned by other people's opinions that had no business being there in the first place. If we're going to have a relationship, then we should have a relationship, not jump in and then ask everybody else what to do once we get there. Because everybody has a frame of reference, and that's based on their experiences alone. And a lot of people have an agenda. Maybe they don't want you to succeed at that relationship. They might be afraid of losing you to that relationship. Or they might not have good relationships themselves. So seeing you in that, they see it from a pair of colored glasses, you know, they're going to see it as, well, it's not going to work anyway. So their advice is going to be colored by that. And it's really hard when we bring in other opinions to a relationship. So, I mean, personally, I don't discuss my relationships outside of the relationship. If I have something to say, I'm going to say it to my husband or my friend or my family, and I'm going to do it with love and do it from my heart and you know, work on a resolution. Because when we don't, all of those other opinions, which, by the way, that's all they are, none of them are the word. they can really mess up our relationships. You know, in relationships, and I also want to make this point, sometimes relationships reach an end point. They're not meant to go on. You know, we get in relationships for the wrong reasons, but sometimes even when we got in them for the right reasons, you know, whatever that means to you, sometimes we just reach a point where two people have just gone such different directions in their lives, or you reach a place where there isn't anywhere else to grow in the relationship, and maybe it has served its purpose. And some of the biggest angst that we have in our society is parting from relationships, you know, and we tend to need to make each other the enemy so we feel better. And that doesn't have to be that way. It doesn't, you know, that's so unhealthy. And it follows us around forever because we don't resolve the emotions, the anger, the sadness, the grief, or even the joy of getting out of a relationship that was not good for us. You know, we don't resolve it. We're so busy complaining about it that we don't finish it in a healthy way. So, and when we try to stay in a relationship that's really destructive to us and or maybe the other person, that's not okay either, because neither person is having the opportunity to live their life in the way they would if they had the freedom to do so.
Absolutely. I mean, that makes so much sense. And I think in our society, you know, you go to the water fountain, the coffee shop, and the grocery store, the malls, and you hear the oh my gosh, can you believe she did that? What is he thinking? Why did he do that? And there's so much judgment flying around.
Yeah.
And at break, we talked about something that I think is super important for everyone to hear and to start participating in, and that's those random acts of kindness.
Yeah.
That I really believe shifts that energy of pain and judgment, because I know when I, you know, offer a random act of kindness, maybe I see a meter that's about to expire and I'll put some money in it, or, you know, like you mentioned, you know, and I just think this is so awesome, paying for somebody's meal that, you know, you're anonymous. And it's like, wow, who did that? And it just, you know, that lights up their day. And you have just given such a positive boost of energy where it was needed. And imagine if we all did a random act of kindness every day, just one.
It doesn't have to even cost you anything. A compliment
Absolutely.
To a stranger is a beautiful thing. You know, tell them, wow, you look really beautiful today. And you may not even know them. That makes that person feel so good. And it's so easy. It costs nothing. And, you know, you
Absolutely.
Can think up, you can have fun imagining different acts of kindness as you go throughout your day. I look for things to do, you know, because and I don't do it to puff myself up. I do it, honestly, because it really makes that person's day, you know. And what I was saying on the break is how quickly that comes back to us. When we do those things, amazing things happen because we have opened the door, we've gotten that energy flow going, and it always comes back.
It does. I feel so warm and gooey, and it's just like I'm sharing my heart. And,
yeah.
You know, granted, sometimes it's not well received. You know, I've had, you know, where I've, you know, offered a meal to a homeless person, but he didn't want the meal. He wanted the money. And
mm-hmm.
I still gave him the meal. And it was just, to me, it was still like I did it with love. And my intentions were, you know, I wanted to make sure that he had food and so forth. But it also wasn't from a control perspective. It was like, that's okay from a judgment. He wanted money. And it's like, okay, I honor that. It doesn't mean I have to give it to him. But it also made me feel so good that I was also able to provide, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, unfortunately, and a lot of times when we give those people money, they use it for more drugs or alcohol, which is a lot of what got them there, you know. So giving them a good meal or a warm coat or a pair of shoes or, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing is always, always a wonderful thing to do.
And like you say, it does come back. But what I find is when you do it truly from your heart and not from a place of that you want to receive in return, when you really just do that random act of kindness truly from your heart, you feel it. And it's such a different energy. And I can share that because a lot of the things as I grew up and passing the plate in church and giving the money because we have to give the money or we have to eat all of our food because there were starving children and things that I want to say just put so much stuff in my head that when I finally realized what it meant to come from the heart, I felt no heaviness. It actually feels so light and it's like effortless. It's just who I am. And it was a huge shift to get there. I had a lot of letting go. And so I know this year a lot of people are working on their New Year's resolutions, making some big changes in their lives. And, you know, I personally think, just from, you know, one of the chapters you mentioned as well, we get a lot of value from helping other people. And it is good for us, and it's good for them, and it's good for the entire community. And in sharing your book, The Art of Living Out Loud, I really, really highly recommend this book, because it shares with us all of the stuff that we have, that baggage that we've been carrying, that heavy backpack, that burden, and how do we let it go? How do we put it down? And how do we truly realize, wow, that was part of my journey, and now I'm about to move forward and take those lessons and apply a whole new me? Mm-hmm. And so I want to thank you very much for writing the book, because it truly does provide people unlimited potential if they really read it and they really apply it.
I hope so. And, you know, it's not a big, thick book with a bunch of how-tos, and it's all about real life, you know, and that's what I think is important. It's not somebody standing on a pedestal somewhere and saying, now you have to do it my way. It's like, okay, here's the direction, here's how to go about it, you know, and here's an exercise that'll help you figure out how it works for you. And so it's really easy to go with, and it's the kind of thing you can do a chapter and let it sit there for a few months if that's all you want to do, and then go back to it, you know. But it's really got a lot of sense of humor in it, and, you know, hopefully. What's really fun, Elizabeth, is I do these interviews, all the hosts are saying, well, I recognize myself in that, I recognize my friend in that, you know, and everybody's able to resonate, which is exactly what I had hoped when I wrote it. So it's really fun talking with everybody and figuring out, you know, and hearing where, what buttons got pushed and that kind of thing, because I really did it in a way that'll push your buttons.
Well, and it brings that awareness. And
yeah.
So as you're driving today, when you get home, make sure you pick up The Art of Living Out Loud by Meg Blackburn. We are going to take a commercial break, and we will be right back.
Ready for intentional living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
Just stop what you are thinking right now and ask yourself, if I could have anything I desired, what would it be? Now expand that energy beyond anything you have ever imagined. That energy, that is you. What if you could have access to that all the time? Curing the incurable are for those that desire a different possibility with their life and their body. Does that excite your molecules? Well, check out Liam's website at liamphillips.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellness1.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellness1.net.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
And welcome back. This is Elizabeth Cookson from the Heart. And, you know, you guys should all be really excited that you're listening to me on the radio, because if you saw me on TV, you would see my head bouncing up and down. I probably look like a chicken as I'm dancing to the music we're listening to. So anyway, getting down with it. And let me just let you know, this is truly my intention for today, is to share Meg and her message of how can we heal from the inside out. And we were just talking offline a little bit about how can we really end this show with a bang that can really help you with that healing from the inside out. And Meg is going to share with us a little bit about passion and purpose. So, Meg, you have the floor, hon.
Thanks, Elizabeth. You know, there are two most asked questions that I get no matter where I am in the world. And one of them, the most number one asked question, is how do I find my purpose? You know, from the time we're born, we're told to do harder, do better, try more, find our life's purpose so that we can make a mark in the world. And we grow up being very confused because no one ever tells us what it looks like when we get there. So we're trying and trying and trying, and we always have this sense of failure or lack because we don't know what success looks like. Nobody told us, really. And that's pretty common. And so interestingly, the more that we have become an achievement-oriented society, the less aware we are of the effect that we have on each other and that others have on us. So the bottom line is our life purpose is not a singular thing, but it's every moment that we exist. Because in every moment, we exchange energy with each other and everywhere around us. And as we do, we actually, our body systems are entirely harmonically put together. So when we're together, like we are, even when we're talking like we are now and the audience is listening, we're sharing ourselves. And we're getting back, even though we're not all together, we're sharing our energy. The audience is sharing with us, we're sharing with them. And we may never know how we've touched a life or that energy has touched ours. And so in every given moment, it's really important that we're aware of the effect that we have and what's affecting us. So our purpose really is every moment that we exist. You know, my favorite story about that, and I believe it's in the book, is about a woman who I know personally and grew to love over time, who was an abused child and really badly in every form you can imagine, and I'll leave it at that, who got older and met a man that who loved her dearly. They fell in love, they got married, and they traveled all over the world in a brief amount of time. And he just cherished her for, and it was the first time in her life that she felt loved. Well, one day he dropped dead. I mean, no warning, no, nothing was wrong with him. All of a sudden, boom, he died. And it was such a devastating loss to her. She decided that she was going to commit suicide. And she went about getting all of her ducks in a row to leave the planet, and it kind of fascinates me how she went about it. But anyway, she was at the post office, standing in line. There were two lines, and she was contemplating exactly how she was going to off herself when she got home. And a woman in the line next to her turned and smiled at her. Just, you know, how we do every day. We pass people, mm-hmm. and we just smile at them. In that moment, she felt seen. This woman who was so devastated, she felt seen. She was not invisible. And that woman that smiled at her will never know that she saved her life that day. Honest to God, true story. And this woman is now living in a third world country, teaching farming and craft making, jewelry making, and even some farming stuff in a village there to help those people further themselves out of their poverty. So, I mean, a simple smile turned out around one life who's now touching many, many, and that's going to ripple out forever because those skills will carry forward. And so we don't know. So it comes down to being really intentional about what we're doing, how we're treating people, how we're acting, what we're thinking, what we're saying, because every energy that we express ultimately will come back to us in some form. It's a fact. It's not some woo-woo idea, okay? It's a fact. It happens. Mm-hmm. And the other piece is passion. Passion has become an achievement as well. People say, how do I find my passion? Like it's something they've lost. It's outside of them. Passion is never outside of us. It's inside of us. It's our heart working. It's our heart feeling things. Passion is nothing more than love in action. And it's finding that place inside of us. You know, when we hold a baby duck or we go for a walk in the woods or you know, watch a sunset over the water, whatever it does that makes us feel that awe inside, that is a moment of passion. And if we could take that feeling into our everyday lives, we are living our passion. We are putting our heart out in front of us and emoting from that place. And that really and truly brings an entire different resonance to ourselves inside. And then what comes to us on the outside begins to reflect that as well. It's contagious. So it's passion is nothing more than love in action, and it's easily available to us. And it doesn't mean we have to go into servitude and spend our lives loving everybody else, which that's a nice thing to do, but that isn't what it means. What it means is do things from the heart, you know, be in your heart space. And that is not hard once you've learned how to not defend yourself. You've learned how to be truthful with yourself, and you've learned how to be free inside, which changes life completely. And that's what this book will teach you. If it does nothing else, it'll teach you how to be free and how to realize that everything that you need is already there. You just forgot to believe it. And this book will teach you step by step how to find it. It's not hard.
No, it's not. And I found so many just beautiful nuggets in there that, you know, reminded me of things from my past that I really needed to sit in quiet and kind of just contemplate and say, how did that really affect me? And working at bringing out that inner child. And I had to laugh about jumping in the mud because you just cracked me up because I'm going, oh, I can totally see Meg jumping in a puddle of mud. And it was just, no lie, just 2 weeks ago, my son, we were going to Costco, and there was a huge puddle, and he just jumped full into that puddle of ice water, right? Splashed everywhere, everybody on the side of him. And I just had a smile. But my old self would have said, what are you doing? Now your feet are soaking wet, and it's like I had to tell him that, you know? It's like, he knows his feet are all wet now. I didn't have to say that. So I learned so much by going back to be that child. And for many of us, there's a childhood that we missed. And now we get to be children and truly be children. So I want to thank you so much for sharing today The Art of Living Out Loud. And Megan, it truly is an amazing book. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, Elizabeth. It's been fun.
It has, and I really, like I said, my intention today was for people to experience the art of living, but also from healing from the inside out, and also how can they make a big shift in 2013, because there's so many things that we're like, okay, we need to make a difference, we want to change, we want to do something with ourselves, and truly, we are the gift to the world, and we are beautiful, and we are the miracle. And so you don't need to look outside yourself to find the answer. It's right there, right inside. And, you know, come back, listen to this show again. Grab Meg's book, The Art of Living Out Loud. Visit her website. It will be posted here as soon as we're done with the show. So you guys can go look her up and check out her conferences and her work and seminars. So once again, thank you all so much for listening to From the Heart Radio. Join me every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 Pacific time. Blessings and love. Thanks a lot.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation.